hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is your show. We had a great show yesterday. Oh, just amazing calls, and we just had a great discussion. Well, we're going to have one today as well, because you are going to step in, and you're going to make that phone call, because we're talking about what is your definition of success? When you think about somebody being successful, what's the criteria? What's the definition? How do you measure that? It's very interesting. Let's talk about it. Could you call in and tell us your definition of success? You don't have to be Catholic to call in, but I need you to call in at the beginning of the show, because we're getting a lot of people that are waiting till the end of the show, and I'm leaving them on the line, and I don't like that. I want to get you on air so you can share your opinions on this, your lived experiences. So Matt's at the controls, and he's doing Matt's at the phones. He's on the phones right now, and he is doing a great job answering calls. So please call in 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Let's get those phone lines lighting up, please. Your definition of success. We've got Michael on the controls, and he is doing a spectacular job. Pedro's on social media. I'm waving to you guys. So good to wave to everybody on the chats. I am... I'm still a little bit under the weather, so thanks for the prayers. I appreciate it. I start co-hosting Pledge Drive tomorrow for AM 1260 The Rock with Father Doug Brown. He is a friend of Take Two's. You guys know him and love him. And we get to co-host with some other great hosts for The Rock's Spirit Drive. So I'm looking forward to that. But I got to keep my voice up, because it's three wonderful jam-packed days starting tomorrow. So, and plus Take Two. So I just love that. So let's get going here. I need those phone lines to light up so that you can do most of the talking. And this is your show. Jerry and I are firm believers that it's because of you that this show has been going strong for 10 plus years. That's right. 10 plus years. A lot of people thought, this is an interesting platform. You're bringing all of the lay faithful together, and they're going to share, and they're going to pool all their experiences. And how's that going to work out for you? Well, 10 plus years later, you guys are going strong, because this is a wonderful platform for us to come together and to really share, so we can learn and grow and hopefully be a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God at the end of this very brief hour. So hurry to the phone, start dialing now. Don't think about it. Give me your definition of success. Maybe you are that successful person that people say you are. Really, you've got the whole package. This is unbelievable. Amazing. Can you share what that means? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Maybe when you were younger, you thought the definition of success is a lot of money. Somebody who has a lot in their bank account, that is the definition of success. Somebody who had a really great job or profession, that is the definition of success. Maybe that's what you thought when you were younger, and that's fine. That's what a lot of people may think. And then as you grow older and you get deeper in your faith, things change. The world looks very different. I know. It's weird. I'm telling you guys, I'm turning 60 in a couple weeks, and I have a very different outlook on life, people, things, places. Very different. Somebody should ask me. It's very interesting. When I was 50, I felt a certain way, and now I'm close to 60, and I feel completely different. My mother, God rest her soul, amazing woman. She used to say things that used to irritate me. I'd say, "Oh, Mom, please, you know, you're just so much older." But she was right. She was spot on about life. She would give me decade by decade how it would feel until God calls you home. And she was spot on. Connie was amazing. And she's right. You start looking back over life and think, interesting. I picked these friends because of this reason. But they really weren't good for me. I liked the car that they drove. I liked the job they had, or, you know, hanging out with them. It was fun. You know, it's very interesting what we define as success. It's very interesting. Let's talk about it. Oh, there goes the phone lines now. Thank you. Matt is now busy on the phones. So would you join that wonderful caller that has just come in to add to this discussion? I would like to hear from you. What is your definition of success? Could somebody just asked me, AM 1260 The Rock, it's Cleveland, Ohio. So it's a Cleveland, Ohio is doing their spirit drive starting tomorrow. Okay, so yes, that's Father Doug Brown. That's where he is at. He's the pastor of Mary Queen of Peace in Cleveland, and he has been a regular on Take Two. We just love him. Okay, the number is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And it looks like we have already our first caller. It's showing that. So let's see if we can get to Don in Boulder, Colorado, on Catholic Radio Network. Hi, Don. Welcome to the program. What's your definition of success?
Well, hi. Thanks for having me. And as I told Matt, you're the guy who answered the phone, I'm new back to discovering Catholic Radio. I think it's so wonderful. So I'm not totally familiar with your show, but I love the question. My definition of success is measured by the joy one has in having a deep, spiritual, joyful relationship with our Lord. Mm-hmm. And I say that coming from a point in my life where I was down financially, I've had health issues, but I've always remained faithful. And when I have come to experience the joy that is found in relationship with God, I feel like I'm the richest guy in the world.
Oh, Don, I so agree with you. I'm so glad you've rediscovered Catholic Radio, and I hope you tune in to Take Two all the time. We go live pretty much every weekday, 5 days a week, where we the laity come together and share on these different topics. And you just did. You led the discussion. So I'm so glad that you. So I'm assuming you're a first time caller here because you just said you just rediscovered it. So I hope you definitely call again. And I agree with you. The joy someone has when they are walking with the Lord, it is definitely a sign of success. And also, you know, if they really are in sync with that, right? So they're walking with the Lord, but it's really integrated within them. You know, they walk, like I like to say, they walk the walk and talk the talk. And that makes somebody so authentic, so real, so genuine, somebody you could trust, somebody you could lean on, because you really can feel Christ's presence. Would you say that's accurate, Don?
I would say that's very accurate. And it's also the awareness of God's presence in your life through nature, through the people you see and encounter every day, whether it's the person behind the checkout stand or whatever it may be.
Yeah. Well, Don, can you hold on 1 second? Because I want to get Jerry's take on this. Can you hold on? Let's put you on hold real quickly. If you can just hang on with us. I think you're driving. When we come back, more of what your definition of success is when we come back on Take Two in just a little over a minute. Stay with us. We are back, and Jerry is with us. So, Jerry, I want to say hello to you. Jerry,
hey.
Did you just get done with Mass?
No, I got done with class.
Okay, Mass, class. That's close.
Mass and class. Yeah, normally our classes are from 8:30 to 11:20 Eastern time, so I'm usually done in time for the show. But this semester, I've got a Tuesday class that goes from 9:30 to 12:20. We got out a little bit early today, so
good.
I thought I would jump on in here. But yeah, that's life at the seminary here. I just appreciate all of the Take Two family walking this journey with me, you, Debbie and Michael and the show team, and just being able to be a part of the program still is a great joy and a great blessing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we definitely want to walk with you on this road to the priesthood. Well, we've got our new friend Don on the line from Boulder, Colorado. He just rediscovered Catholic Radio, Jerry, and he's talking about the definition of success. He's listening on Catholic Radio Network, our dear friends. But Don, I wanted Jerry to comment on this because I just loved what you said about just somebody having that joy, that beautiful sense that they are walking with the Lord. What do you say about that, Jerry?
Well, I have a prayer that I pray, and this actually, I think the Holy Spirit gave it to me when I was in the Holy Land the first time in 2011. I was actually experiencing some pretty severe depression at the time, and God gave me this prayer. I took so many people's prayer intentions with me, but the only prayer I could kind of utter out of my own soul at that moment was, I asked God for health of mind and body, peace of soul, joy of heart, love for all. And that's the prayer that came to me. And that joy of heart, I think, is so very important. We can be joyful no matter what type of quote-unquote success we experience in our lives, whether that's professional success, financial success, whatever that happens to be. We can have the joy, especially if we're walking with the Lord. And if we know that we're in His will, that really should bring us peace and joy in our lives each and every day. So, Don, I agree with you completely, brother.
Amen. Well, yeah. All of that, yes. And that three-letter word joy is one that resonates in my heart. I have a what's supposed to be the master bedroom in my very simple manufactured home that I live in. I converted to kind of a man cave den, and I call it my joy room. And I have little collections of joy signs, and it's just a constant reminder of what that word truly means. When you have a relationship with our Lord.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, I wish we could, well, we're doing it today with having this show, and it goes worldwide. In fact, our next caller is coming in from Mexico, which is so amazing. So it is worldwide, but I wish we could share this each and every day for people, because I think that the world gets so loud and tells us that the definition of success is something very different, very worldly. And really, we know the truth as Catholic Christians. And I think you shared that so beautifully, Don. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. God bless you all, and have a joy-filled day.
You too. Thank you, Don. Yeah. And boy, that just reminds me, I talk about her a lot on this show, my dear friend, Sister Maria Letizia. Letizia means joy. And that's part of her religious name. And when she writes me letters, she always writes in big letters, joy, all over the envelope. So she
that's
is
so
definitely...
funny. My aunt used to do that too, the Dominican sister. Yeah, that's so interesting. Joy, yeah.
Wow.
Thanks, Don.
Yeah, we're going to hear from more of you. What is your definition of success? That is the topic on the program today. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. We depend on you, the Take-Two family, to make this conversation what it is each and every day. And we will go right back to the phone. So Sebastian and Lourdes and the others, hang on. I have to mention this first, Debbie, this Advent and Christmas with Mother Angelica.
Absolutely.
Cultivating a faithful heart for Christmas. Regardless of what pain or burden you may be carrying, Mother Angelica invites you to discover the lasting peace and happiness found in the child who is coming, and offers you ways to, quote, add straw to his manger. Mm-hmm. These meditations are drawn from the finest episodes of Mother Angelica's popular television show, in which she offers penetrating advice on how to set Christ at the vibrant center of your holiday celebrations. Drawing from her real life experience as a child from a broken home and whose mother struggled to make ends meet, Mother Angelica unveils the true meaning of Christmas. In these endearing passages, you'll learn how to cultivate the expectant faith of Our Lady during Advent, the best gifts you can give to Jesus and others, how to cope with the suffering of loved ones during the Christmas season, and more. It's Advent and Christmas with Mother Angelica, Cultivating a Faithful Heart for Christmas, available at EWTNRC.com.
Beautiful. And we do appreciate your call. We're asking the definition of success. What is your definition of success today? We'd love to hear from you at 833-288-EWTN. There's room for you. Call us, 833-288-3986. And we're going to Mexico on Sirius XM 130. That's where Sebastian is listening. Thank you so much for waiting, and welcome. Okay, are you with us, Sebastian?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Okay, welcome. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. It's a beautiful name. We love Sebastian. And my uncle was Sebastian, and our producer's son's name is Sebastian, so it's one of our favorite names.
Thank you. Yes, I just wanted to share my opinion about what is successful for me. I think successful is as soon as you do whatever you want to do, it makes you happy. It doesn't matter if you want to be a veterinary, a lawyer, a taxi driver, you want to have a family, you don't want to have a family. Whatever you want to do, as soon as it makes you happy and don't do bad things to others. I think that's the definition of successful for me.
Well, Sebastian, I think you are absolutely right about that. We kind of mentioned that a little bit with the previous call, and it gets right at the heart of who God made us to be. God has a purpose and a plan for each one of our lives, and when we discover what that is, what does Deacon Harold say, quoting somebody, he says, the two best days of your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. And when we find out why, Sebastian and Debbie, that's really going to bring joy to our lives. Like Sebastian said, Debbie, a cab driver, a teacher, a nurse, a police officer, whatever that is, when we kind of slip into that purpose and plan for our lives, it's just naturally going to bring joy to us, I think.
And there's a general, there's a such a contentment, there's a peace, there's just a willingness to want to do your very best. I so agree with you guys. Sebastian, that was amazing. And I do think that takes a lot of, self-discovery and growth and maturity. And I wish people would spend that time, with themselves to really look deep inside themselves to say, what is really going to bring me incredible joy and peace, and let me serve the Lord in ways that I can jump out of bed, not just say, oh, let me hit the snooze button again, and oh, another day. And instead, you say it's like an adventure. Like Bishop Barron said, life is an adventure. Any final comments on that, Sebastian?
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you, brother, for calling in.
Yeah.
Appreciate you listening there in Mexico on Sirius XM 130. And be a regular part of the program. Call us anytime, Sebastian. We appreciate hearing from you. And that will free up a phone line here. We're talking today about success. How do you define success? Have you been successful in your life? Maybe you looked at your life and you've raised a bunch of kids and now they're out of the house and you're enjoying your grandkids. Maybe that was where you were successful in being a parent and being a grandparent today. Maybe it was your career. But most of all, we want to connect this to our faith, and what success means to you, especially in light of your faith in the Lord and in the church. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986.
Lourdes is up next from Massachusetts on the EWTN app. Hi, Lourdes. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Debbie. Great to talk to you. I really admire you.
Oh, thank you.
So the answer to your question is, now that I'm older and I think coming closer to death, is the number one important thing of success is to do the will of God, because that affects you now in life and in death.
Well, let me just comment first, because Lourdes, I totally agree with you. Doing the will of God, and I would just expand that a bit and say, the interesting thing as I get older, I think, tell me, Jerry and Lourdes, if you feel the same way about this. The older I get, I realize, wow, I'm only going to have so many days left. There's only going to be so many breaths I'm going to be able to take on this side of the veil. This is the time. I remember Mother Angelica, I believe, talking about it. This is the training ground. This is the time to walk with the Lord, to do the will of God, to get as close as you possibly can to the beatific vision on this side of the veil, right? On this side of the veil. That means to know, love, and serve God, to get really close with God, because it's only going to benefit the person when they cross over. And, God willing, they'll be right into Jesus's arms. Now, there may be a time we have to pass through purgatory, but we're heading in the right direction. And I the more, it's funny, Jerry and Lourdes, the older I get, the more I think about it. And like I said at the beginning of the show, my mother, Connie, used to say this all the time. Just wait till you get older. You're going to be thinking about your whole life and how important it is to really do God's work here now. And I would say, yeah, sure, Mom. But it's true. What do you say, Lourdes?
I totally agree. I'm not much for talking much, but you really put it beautifully. And I'm wondering, Debbie, what your definition of success is.
Well, thank you for asking so much. And Jerry, I think you know this. Yes, my definition of success is somebody that really knows the Lord and lives out what he commands us to do. And I mean that sincerely. So a person that is really in sync and integrated in the sense that they know the Lord, they are inspired by the Holy Spirit, but they live it. They actually live it, meaning they have beautiful relationships. They are trustworthy. They have integrity. They're just people that absolutely, the best way I can say it, people that walk the walk and talk the talk. I do not believe that somebody's bank account is a definition of success. I don't even believe somebody's profession necessarily is a definition of success. However, if they, you know, cured cancer or something like that, of course, you know, you would give them the honors that they deserve. But I really believe it comes from the success of the soul, the state of the soul. That would be my definition, Lord. Is what do you say, Jerry? What's your definition?
Well, I agree with you. I think we can all count the successes that we have had with family and maybe profession and even, you know, financially. I mean, these are all things, but we need to acknowledge the source of them. And that's what I think you're talking about right there.
God.
No matter how, we want to do well in life. You know, we want to be successful. We want to be appreciated and, you know, and liked and all of that, but always with an eye to the everything that we have is a gift from God. And I think of the saints and I'm thinking of Abraham in particular in the Old Testament. What made the saints successful was not all of the mystical things that they experienced, not all the ministries or apostolates or churches or hospitals or schools they started, but what made them successful, quote unquote, they did the will of God. And look how God rewards them for that. You know, God says to Abraham, I will make a great nation. You know, you can't even count to the stars of the heaven or the sand on the shore of the sea. You know, wouldn't be enough to count your descendants, Abraham, but that was only because he was so willing to do whatever God asked of him. So.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with money. Money's great. It's a tool. It's a way to have things get done. And you need that. You need that to move things forward. But that, you know, sometimes I think that's where the world just lands short. You know, they just stop there. So what do you think, Lourdes? Did we answer your question?
Oh, way above my expectations. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. I love your name. I grew up with two friends in high school named Lourdes, and I just love the name. You're so close to Our Lady, I believe. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you,
Lourdes, for the call. Yeah, great contributions, Debbie, as always, from Take Two family today. And there is room on an open phone line for another Take Two family member to join us here. We are talking about success today, and that can be interpreted in many different ways. And we would love to hear from you how you have maybe succeeded in some particular thing in life and how you would like to show how God has helped you, has blessed you, has graced you to be able to do that. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And Jerry, I know we're going to get ready to hit the pause button, so I'm going to ask Beverly. Beverly, can you hold on from Georgia? We want to hear what you have to say, and Andrea as well, and the others. You can call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. What is your definition of success? And Jerry, I just wanted to take this moment. You know how you and I always say when we do Take Two, we want to look at it from all angles, right? We want to look at the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? Well, we are defining, you know, what is success, right? I would like to just introduce this, and maybe this is going to be a hot button and people are going to start calling in just to debate us. But I just want to say this. If you want to flip it and say what is kind of what I think is a bit of a failure, okay, a bit of a failure in life, I would say for me, if somebody was going to ask that, I would say what is a real turnoff for me is somebody who really has all the outward appearances of being a true and authentic Christian, but they really don't live it. And they really don't spread it. Mm. And they actually have a two lives, one in the Christian world, one foot in the Christian world, and one foot in the world in a whole different way. I find that to be so just really hard to deal with, and it's really sad to watch that. And so I would consider that a bit of a failure in life if you can't put the two together and figure out a way to really be an authentic Christian. What do you say?
I think you hit it right on the head there. Nice job with that. We're going to take a short pause and be back to take more of your calls on the definition of success today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. This is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio, talking today about your definition of success. And what we would love to hear also is, how has your understanding of success maybe changed during the course of your life as you have gotten older? Debbie and I both shared a little bit about how, you know, that kind of has evolved over time. And I think when we're young, especially myself, Debbie, you know, being in the radio business since 1980, I had my first radio job. Boy, success at that time was climbing the ladder and going, getting into bigger radio markets and all kinds of things like that. But my idea of success has changed a lot since then. So Take Two family, if your definition of success has evolved a little bit, let us know about that. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Okay, we're going to go back to the phones. Beverly is waiting so patiently in Georgia on Sirius XM 130. Beverly, welcome to Take Two.
Hello.
Yo, thank you.
Hi,
you go
Beverly.
Right ahead. Yeah, you go right ahead, Beverly.
Someone else was talking. Oh, okay. I was married 49 years, and my husband died from ALS, and I had taken care of him for 17 years, off and on between a stroke and Iraq. My faith has always been strong, but I felt like, after losing two daughters and then my husband, God increased my faith on each thing that happened, which made me realize suffering was my way to heaven, that if I offered to God and for what was happening, things would be okay.
Yeah. Well, we're sorry for your loss, Beverly, very much. And I know Debbie has the prayer book out right now. So maybe before we end the call with you here on the air, we can get the name of your husband, anybody else you want to put. Well, I'm sure Debbie will put you in the prayer book as well. But yeah, I mean, I've never been married. Debbie, you can probably speak to this much better than I can. But I do know from observation, you know, marriage is, it's beautiful. It's joyful. There's deep, deep love. And marriages grow so wonderfully. But there are also challenges and trials and crosses. So Debbie, I think I can probably, like I said, you can probably speak to this better than I can, but you know, marriage and family is an area where we can, you know, ask the Lord to bless it and consider, you know, success, quote unquote, once we, you know, have been through a number of years, raised the children, maybe they're doing well, you know, then we can reflect on, you know, how we have been as spouses and parents.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're so right. And Beverly, you can obviously attest to this. You know, marriage, if you've been married a long time, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, you know, when you've heard of the exchange of vows, you know, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health. I mean, all those things happen in marriage. It is definitely a roller coaster ride. It's met with a lot of great times, like you're saying, Jerry, but also a lot of, you said, challenging times. Let's face it, if you're in marriage, there, it's not just sometimes challenges. They're really hard times. There are times when the exit door looks really attractive, but you choose to stay in because you know your vocation, you know your commitment, you know the covenant, and you know what's important to God. But you're absolutely, in my opinion, Beverly, spot on with this idea that suffering is a beautiful way, and I mean that, a beautiful way to attain holiness, a beautiful way to get to that advanced spiritual state. The saints knew it, we know it, and in every vocation, Jerry, you're going to probably face it when you are ordained in the priesthood. There's going to be really difficult times, and you got to push through it and stay committed. And Beverly, you did that with your husband suffering through ALS and taking care of your family and doing what you need to do. And I don't ever say that, like, we should ask for more suffering. I don't think that's necessary, because there's plenty of suffering all around us. But when suffering comes and loss and things that we have to deal with, let suffering work for you spiritually rather than against you. Most people let suffering work against them. They become down, depressed. They say, say, why me? They look to their neighbors and say, look, they're doing great, and they're not even obeying God, and I'm trying to go to Mass, and everything horrible is happening to me. That shouldn't be the mindset, shouldn't be the outlook. So it sounds like, Beverly, you've got a great grasp on this, and I agree with Jerry. I did bring out the prayer book, and we would be so honored to put your husband, and I put you in the prayer book and your family, but put your husband in the prayer book as well.
Thank you. His name was Sam.
And also,
I have two deceased daughters.
Mm.
Wow. And we helped raise their children. So that was Samantha and Sabrina.
Mm.
And now I have a great-grandson who is 12. They just diagnosed him with the syndrome that he will have to have heart surgery. And we're all praying for him. And it's causing its financial difficulties, but I'm praying to God that'll come around and we'll be okay. My faith has always been, when I was younger, not so bright, but pretty good. But the death and the love has really shown me where God is in my life.
Beverly, we are going to really ramp up the prayers. And as you know, I'm sure you've been a listener to the show for some time. You know what a praying family the Take-Two family is. And so I'm sure people have already engaged in prayer for you and for all of your intentions, the loved ones that you have lost, the financial challenges that you are all facing right now. You can be assured that 24/7 around the clock, there are going to be Take-Two family members around the world lifting you, Beverly, and your family and all of your needs up in prayer. Okay?
Thank you. And our priests at St. Anne's have been fabulous at explaining and helping me through every bit of this.
Oh, good. Praise God. Praise God for
Thank
that.
Thank you for our priests. Yeah. Thank you, Beverly. Yeah. Keep in touch with us, please, and God bless you. I wanted to share what Ethan, please, Jerry, send a wave to Ethan on YouTube. Ethan says, God's will is for me to pray for my enemies, something I struggle with each day. Ethan, that's one of the hardest things to do, and you're doing great at just even making the effort to try and pray for our enemies. What I would suggest is do your part, but then ask God to step in and fill the rest, because sometimes it's just so hard for us to fully pray for and forgive our enemies, but God can do it. Jesus can do it. He can step in. So you do your part, your little part. That's what I do, and I ask God to do the rest. I learned that from Adam Bly, and he says it works, and he's my co-host on the Spirit World, and so I pretty much do what he tells me to do. But
not bad advice. Anything coming from Adam is very good advice.
Yeah,
and I would just say too, Debbie, for Ethan, you know, when we pray for our enemies in a way, in some mystical, grace-filled way, they become maybe not our enemies. You know, maybe not friends, but the more that we pray for them, you were alluding to this beautifully there, Debbie, you know, the more that we pray for them, maybe our heart gets changed a little bit as well, so that we don't look at them maybe as kind of, you know, as an adversary like maybe we do at the present time. Over time, we're going to be able to maybe see them in a different way. Maybe we'll see them in the way God sees them,
right,
and really have compassion and mercy for them. So hope that's helpful, Ethan, watching on YouTube today.
Thank you so much, Ethan. Okay, we're going to get to Andrea, who's waiting so patiently in San Antonio, Texas, on Alexa. Hi, Andrea. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Andrea.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Hi. Sorry, I was listening to your other caller about her shoulder. No, I just wanted to share some success, since the show is about success. I've actually recently just got a promotion at my job. And so I just wanted to tell you guys that. And the only reason is because a couple of years ago, I was having a really, really difficult time finding a job. And I got a call out of the blue one day, and it was a company that was looking for licensed insurance agents. And they were like, we wanted to know if you had some time for an interview. And I said, sure. So I parked my car, and I did an interview with them, and they offered me the position right there on the phone.
Wow.
And I said, okay, sure, no problem. And they had actually told me, they were like, it's just for the busy season. It's a seasonal position. It's not even permanent. I was like, oh, man, okay. Well, fine. You know, I need work. And come to find out in training, that was not true. It was a permanent position. And then when the busy season was over, they gave me a raise. And I stood to make like a bonus. And then I had a baby, And then I went on maternity leave, and when I came back, they had opened up a training position, and I applied, and I got it, and I've actually been training all summer, new agents, and I recently just applied for a senior agent position, and I got it.
Wow.
And so I had no idea this was ever going to happen 2 years ago. I was so... I felt so depressed and so hopeless, and I was just, you know, I had been at my previous employer for 6 years, and I was fully invested in that company, and it just did not work out. And, you know, I thought, oh, my God, I'm starting all over again. But I love this company. I want to give back to this company. They've given me so much and so many opportunities. So it's wonderful. I just wanted to share a little success for everybody.
Well, thank you.
It can happen.
Yeah, it can happen, Andrea. You're living proof of that. Thank you so much. I have got, you know, like an ear-to-ear smile, and I know Debbie does as well, listening to you kind of just count off the different blessings that God has given here. And the main thing that I take away from this, Andrea, is you are a very gifted person. You're a very talented person. Just the way that they wanted you, they approached you initially, and then they offered you the job right on the spot. I mean, how often does that happen? And then all these other things that have fallen into place for you, the promotions and everything, and congratulations on having the baby. So, Debbie, it's been a really graced a couple of years for Andrea.
I totally agree, and praise be to God. We are praising God, Andrea. And I just wanted to say, you made the comment that I want to give back to this company. I so agree with that, because you're so grateful, right? And I'm sure you've thought of this already, but also maybe give back to God, because it's all from God. It's grace from God. So when you do that, it actually expands in so many ways, because God's love is never ending. His grace is abundant, and it goes from person to person, and it ultimately circles back to you and your beautiful family. So I'm sure you thought of that already, but just, you know, when praising God, that's another thing. Like, even when you immediately recognized it, you want to give back to the company. Well, it all came from God to begin with, we believe. So what do you say, Andrea?
I absolutely will. I had gone to church on Sunday, and I was just so joyful. So
awesome.
Yeah, I've just been trying to, in my everyday life, just not become as angry as quickly. You know, to just be patient with everybody around me, and that's hard for me. I ask St. Jerome for help all the time, because I'm kind of an angry person a little bit, you know. And so, and I know my kids can really try my patience, but I've been really trying to hold back. You know, to give that back.
So. Well, and Andrea, real quickly, just remember, you know, being quick to anger and stuff, and we can all fall into that. It's something, not all, but most people can fall into it. Just remember, time is your friend. Okay, when we react quickly, usually it's not good. So take just even 30 seconds, say a Hail Mary or an Our Father. It works wonders. I can tell you that, because time is your friend. The demons want to get everyone to react. When they tempt us to do something like be filled with anger, because anger actually comes from some kind of fear we have inside of us. Okay, so they want to get us all spun and all twisted and to react as fast as we can. So if you take a tiny bit of time, you diffuse that. I'm sure you've thought about that already, but if you can do that, it's amazing. What do you say?
I will do that.
Okay.
I will definitely do that.
Yeah, it's really interesting how it works, actually. So cool. Andrea, we're so happy for you. God bless you. Thanks for calling in and sharing with us. That's what the Take Two family is all about. And Jerry, we love divine mercy. Jesus, we trust in you.
Well, we do. Marianne, hang on in California. You're going to be next. But Debbie mentioned, you know, giving back to God, because every breath we have is a gift from him. So let us be, you know, really eager to show God our appreciation. One of the ways we can do that is to pray for his mercy, because we live in a world that needs mercy so very badly right now. And so the Chaplet of Divine Mercy is prayed and heard and enjoyed by so many people here on EWTN Radio. Mornings at 5 a.m. Eastern Time, you can join Catholics around the world as we recall in prayer the devotion of St. Faustina to our Lord. And I always usually wake up in the middle of the night and do my chaplet as I'm preparing to go back to sleep. So
yeah,
get it in at some point. But you know, it's so powerful. Chaplain mm-hmm. of Divine Mercy mm-hmm. can accomplish so many things. We undersell it a lot of times, I think, Debbie.
I completely agree with you, Jerry. Okay, there's still plenty of time for you to call in if you feel prompted by the Spirit and you want to tell us your definition of success, or you want to, you know, give a praise report about a successful thing that happened in your life like Andrea did. Please do that. We are family, so you can't wait any longer. Dial this number right now. Matt is waiting to pick up the phone at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3988. And those that dropped off, like Kathy from Colorado and others, please, you can call back. Matt will put you at the front of the line. But in the meantime, we're going to Marianne in Camino, California on Sirius XM 130. Marianne, welcome to Take Two.
Hi, thank you. So I wanted to talk about success, but listening to those other two, I just have to tell you something, because only you guys will believe it. I was cutting peppers, right? So mm-hmm. last Sunday, or Sunday before, I washed my hands, of course, everything. I was headed, we were driving to church, and I touched my eye. So, of course, burning, I don't know if you've ever had it, but it lasts forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't even think to pray. I was just thinking, oh, no, I don't want to be late. And then I was thinking, am I going to have to go into the bathroom? I was planning it. I don't even think I got to the point where I asked Jesus, but do you know, I stepped in the door of the church and it was gone. And
wow.
I was telling my sister, this is a miracle. I've had that before. It doesn't just go away. So anyway,
yeah.
That's a quickie, but God does all these little things, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
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 Yeah, amen.
You were talking about success. I'm 63 years old. I jumped back in the church. At 29, I went to Medjugorje. Major, you know, growing up in the church and learning everything over again. Raised my kids, divorced, everything. But I think success now that I'm older, like you said, I think about death a lot, and not in a gruesome way. But I used to think I had to be perfect in the church. You know, I was a sinner, and I was sorry for everything. And now I just think God actually, it's not even me. I just thank God that He's kept me in the church, and I'm not as afraid when I die, because of course I want to go right to His arms. But I realize how much He's given me and helped me to even get where I am. That He's going to continue. I'm going to continue to pray, but He's going to continue to with the work He started in me.
Mm.
And I feel like that's success. You know, it's like, I'm successful, but I'm not doing anything. I mean, I'm cooperating. But mm-hmm. God just is so good, and I just feel like I work for the state, no big deal. Both my kids are away from the church. Nothing's turned out how I expected to be surrounded by grandchildren. And, you know, nothing's worked out that way. And in a way, I learned that that's not success.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful and it's a blessing, but it's not my success anyway.
Mm. Wow.
Well, Marianne.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah.
God bless you, Marianne. Thanks for calling in. And as you're talking, I'm reminded of, you know, St. Paul, as he writes in his second letter to Timothy in chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. He says in verse 8, henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved His appearing. It's a book, but it's also it's a concept. It's called the Ars Moriendi, A-R-S Moriendi. It's the art of dying. And Debbie, you've heard about this. We talked about it on the show today. You know, even in our death, we can quote-unquote succeed in the way that St. Paul writes in this second letter to Timothy. You know, running the race, when we get to the end of our lives, remaining faithful to the Lord, that is, I would say, the ultimate form of success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautifully said. I can't add a syllable to it. Let me just ask you something, Marianne, real quickly. Are you sensing that you have this tremendous gratitude welling up in you as you walk this this earth in your age that you are? I feel like I'm constantly grateful for just being alive. Do you feel it, Marianne?
Every day. And mm-hmm. and it's not just the alive, it's like I think one of my biggest things that I love to listen to is something like the Journey Home, you know, where you get these people that I just think I would have never had the courage to chase God or look for him, and he just gave it to me. And I'm very grateful about that. I'm so grateful. I never asked.
Yeah. Yeah, the attitude of gratitude works. I'll tell you, it's amazing. Marianne, yeah. You're awesome. It sounds like you're in your car and you're driving in California, so safe driving. You've got your guardian angel beside you. God bless you for weighing in on this topic, and we so appreciate it, and have a beautiful rest of your day. Kathy called back from Colorado listening on Catholic Radio Network. We're so glad, Jerry, we're going to squeeze Kathy in. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, this is my first time calling.
Oh,
thank you. I
can't
believe I actually got through. Anyway, my view of success, let me first share that I used to be a middle school teacher, and we always got into discussions. They'd get really heated on what is success, and kids would say, you know, be a football player, or be a doctor, a lawyer, a millionaire, and then they'd say, Mrs. Carey, what would you do? And I said, well, it has to do with hearing the words on my last day here on earth, well done, my good and faithful servant. Mm. And it blew them away. A few of the Christian kids understood what I was saying, but oh my, the others didn't. But it opened it up for great discussions. And as a result, I would have these students come in at lunchtime and ask me to pray for them.
Oh, wow. So,
and it was public school.
Oh my goodness. So Kathy, yeah. you were a teacher in public school and you were ministering to these kids. That is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So anyway, that's my story, is just hearing that well done and good and faithful servant. My dad taught me that verse years ago when I was just a little one. So mm-hmm. it stayed with me.
Well, and your call highlights, Kathy, what we often, especially when we're younger, you know, we think of, you know, the different career or the having the $1 million or whatever as being successful, you know, but there's a different way to look at that, and you introduce that into the lives of these kids. I think it resonates within us, even if not consciously, maybe subconsciously. We have those feelings, especially when you share, like you did, what was successful to you, and that was being and doing the will of God. Yeah, even in young people's lives, Debbie and Kathy, they sense that, you know, they got it deep within their hearts. That's why they came back to you, Kathy, and asked you for prayers. Mm-hmm. I think that's just an amazing witness that you were to those kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Kathy, you're a first-time caller. You'll have to call us again. We always say that we believe, well, I believe definitely, I've said this, and I think Jerry agrees with me, that I think there's going to be a special place in heaven for nurses and teachers. I just do. Because you guys go above and beyond what you are called to do and what you're paid for, and it's so evident in what you're sharing about ministering to these kids. Kathy, you're awesome. The well-done, good and faithful servant, we have talked about this before. What do you want on your epitaph? What do you want on your tombstone? And, you know, I'll tell you, Kathy, I actually put that into my funeral instructions. Somewhere I want well done. I want to hear the words well done, good and faithful servant. So I'm right with you, Kathy. But I think if we all strive for that, what a better world we would have, because we are truly trying to do the will of God and trying our hardest to please God. And in that, people are going to benefit. And those students definitely benefited from you. Kathy, thank you so much.
Thanks for your ministry.
God bless you.
Thank you,
Kathy. We've got time, just about 90 seconds or so, but we're going to get to Larry in New Orleans, Louisiana, listening on Sirius XM 130. Again, Larry, we've got about maybe a minute or a minute and a half. Go right ahead.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, I'm sorry. Real short and sweet. I had... I had to retire 2 years ago because of health issues after a phenomenally successful professional career. And it has left me with trying to figure out what to do. And it occurred to me recently, and this feeds into success, I had such success there, and I've wondered, well, what do I do now? And I haven't landed on what I'm going to do, but it has occurred to me that success in this phase of my life is no longer professionally linked, but the good Lord has opened up these other, far more other doors, whether it's the church or, you know, my new grandson or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Wow. Yeah. Larry, thank you. You hear the music there. We're going to get set to close the show, but we're glad that we got to you, and we're glad that you've turned what was a difficult challenge into, it sounds like, a real blessing for you. I'm sure God is going to work powerfully through you. So thanks for calling, Larry. Brother John in Virginia, you said you never expected to get here. Well, we presume that was probably religious life, but we've got an unscripted show in 10 days on the 31st. So Brother John, we would love to hear your story. Unscripted, people can call about anything that they want. So please feel free to call us back.
Absolutely. Thank you to our show team, Matt, Michael, and Pedro. You guys are awesome. We appreciate everything. Thank you to the affiliates that carry the show. Tomorrow's show, have you or someone you've known been approached by scammers? Oh, that's going to be a good one. See you tomorrow. Have a beautiful and blessed day.